Hare Krishna. You may have heard about the cold weather and snowstorm in Europe. Well, I think I'm in, if not the center of it, near the center of it. We had finally some great snow here. I'm in Debrecen, which is a north-easterly city in Budapest, and we have a wonderful we have a wonderful restaurant preaching center here, and you can listen to the bhajan that we had here last night, and tomorrow we'll be having a Nityananda's appearance day celebration, and this morning we spoke about Lord Varaha because it is Lord Varaha's appearance day. And being that it's fitting that we should speak about the Lord's appearance that we read about in the third canto, and how we can benefit ourselves by that remembrance and the lessons learned from that. If we remember, then Jai and Vijay were the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, who were cursed to take birth as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, who were the twin sons of Diti and Kashyapa Muni. Although Kashyapa Muni has, I think, 27 wives, and he's a son of Lord Brahma, Prajapati, with a very responsible position, he and his wife became overwhelmed by lust and therefore conceived in an inauspicious time, in an inauspicious place, displeased Lord Shiva, and as a result of that, they conceived demon twins, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, of which Hiranyakashipu was the elder. By obviously very little time, since the brothers were twins, and Hiranyaksha was the younger. Lesson learned there is that Srila Prabhupada emphasized the importance of Karbadan Samskara, of conception being a samskara, and if not done properly, even in the homes of great personalities, non-devotees, what to speak of, even demons may take birth, especially in this age of Kali, where not only demigods, but also demons are waiting to appear and take birth. When Hiranyakashipu had gone off to perform austerities, then Hiranyaksha wandered throughout the universe, challenging different demigods to battle, and in that way defeating them and gaining mastery over all the planets and planetary systems. And at the same time, because he had this insatiable hunger for wealth and opulence and gold, he exploited the Earth planet, took all the gold from within the Earth, or at least sufficient amount of gold, which caused the Earth to fall out of its orbit. A planet stays in its orbit by a very delicate balance mechanism provided by the Lord. Sakala Kala Chakra, chakra, orbit. Every planet has its orbit. Even the sun has its orbit. And planets stay in their orbit as a result of a certain dynamic which depends upon, obviously, the mass of the planet. And when the mass buoyancy of a planet is disturbed, then it can fall out of its orbit, and when it falls out of its orbit, it falls into the Garbhodak Ocean, which is below the planets in the bottom half of the universe. And when this happened, the demigods appealed to Lord Brahma, who, although he originally created the Earth planet and placed it in orbit, said, it's not possible for me to rectify the situation. We should, therefore, pray to the Supreme Lord. And at that time, Lord Varaha appeared. And how did he appear? Lord Varaha appeared from the nostril of Brahma. So one lesson is that the Lord's appearance was contingent on the demigods appealing and praying to him, which means, as we know well, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nadiki topi, that by the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of the devotee, one attains the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada also says in the purport that Krishna appears at the behest of his devotee. It is for this reason that we take shelter of the spiritual master, because Krishna doesn't make himself accessible directly. He makes himself accessible through the acharya. And so he says, acharyamam bijaniyam namam vanyita karvichit, that that acharya is therefore as worshipable as the Lord. And by the request of Brahma and others, then the Lord appeared through the nostril of Brahma. The significance of appearing through the nostril is that the breathing of Brahma manifests the Vedas, and therefore the Lord's appearance was like the Vedas, fully transcendental, pure, and spiritual. He wasn't an ordinary boy, but rather he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And first he was smaller than the smallest, thumb high, very small. And very soon he became larger than the largest. He became universal in his dimension. In that sense, for Krishna, size is immaterial. He can be very small. He can be very large. He can be in the form of a boar. He can be in the form of a cowherd boy. It's all the same for the Supreme Lord, for he is fully transcendental. And this boar appeared, or the Lord appeared in the form of a boar, because boars are very good at lifting things out of the water. And so Lord Varaha lifted the earth out of the water. We are also, in, like the earth, in a fallen condition. We had our original orbit in Krishna's service, Krishna Bahimukha Honibhoga Vanchakari. But when we turned away from Krishna and we fell into this material world, and at the request and by the grace of Vaishnavas and the spiritual master, Krishna will lift us up out of this material world. It is hopeless for us to think that we're going to fight Maya. We cannot fight Maya, but Maya, because Maya Devi is, after all, Krishna's own potency, and so who can challenge her? But because she is Krishna's potency, therefore, if we take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna can neutralize her influence upon us, and we can attain our transcendental state. And this is the significance of Lord Varaha's lifting the earth in the same way that the earth fallen as a result of sense gratification, Hiranyaksha's sense gratification, fallen into the Garbhodaka ocean, which more or less represents the cause of material substance. Similarly, the cause of our material suffering, this material world, we've fallen into this and can be lifted out only by the grace of the Lord. Yasya aprasada nagati kutopi. So if we displease the spiritual master, if we displease Krishna, then there's no hope for us within this material sphere. But if we please them, then there's nothing that cannot be achieved. So Lord Varaha, Lord Krishna, will lift us up out of this material world if we take shelter of him, if we take shelter at his lotus feet, and especially if we have the sponsorship of our spiritual master, our spiritual masters, the Vaishnavas, because Krishna is very inclined to listen to his devotees. After all was said and done, and the battle between Hiranyaksha and Lord Varaha was complete, and Hiranyaksha was killed, then Lord Varaha came to Vrindavan, where he then instructed Bhumidevi on the glories of Mathura, of Vrindavan. And in that way, she not only became liberated from suffering, but she also understood the ultimate perfection, which is to be found only in Vrindavan. Similarly, not only will Lord Varaha save us and lift us out of his mire of material existence, but he'll also give us blessings to attain Lord Krishna's service, and ultimately go back to Goloka Vrindavan. So we should pray to Lord Varaha on this very auspicious day, and particularly as it leads up tomorrow to Lord Nityananda's appearance day, which is even more auspicious for us. And let's talk about Lord Nityananda more tomorrow. Hare Krishna.